Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Bull sharks are one of my favorite species, and not just because I had some very life-changing moments with them, but because they're pretty much unknown when it comes to their behavior. So I'm always eager to learn and observe something new. But why is this such an unknown species? Because one, we are the only research group that does applied shark-human interaction, and two, other scientists are too afraid to dare and start something similar. There's nothing dangerous about them, it is just a combination of a smaller inner circle, a huge body, and of course, their reputation that triggers this behavior. Granted, their piercing eyes do not help either, right? I just came back from Tiger Beach, where we had some very large bull sharks, and it was incredible. In the beginning, only the smaller females dared to come closer, but after a few hours, even a very large female came in. And it was this very female that kept me thinking of the why no one wants to work with them. Of course, it's not as clear-cut as it sounds, but when it comes to sharks, fear is still a major trigger, even among scientists. I still remember when I started in the late 80s that there was no one who wanted to spearhead or at least support my idea of new research. Applied shark-human interaction. And I have to admit, I lost at least 10 years to just get this research off the ground because of lack of support. But even today, closed doors are still plenty when trying to find additional fundings for some of my projects. Granted, everybody wants the results of what to do when a shark shows up or what this or that means, but offering monetary support is still a major problem. Anyway, we were talking about the bull sharks at Tiger Beach. You know what? When it comes to interacting with them, their true nature could not be further from all the assumptions that float out there. And these observations I just had have nothing to do that these bull sharks are seemingly used to humans, by far not. The patterns I observed, I've seen all over the world. So even with sharks that have hardly any contact, and bull sharks, that is, with humans out there. As I just mentioned, bull sharks are extremely shy in the beginning, and it takes quite some time to get them relaxed to the point that they then come closer. I know some people may now say, wait a minute, the other day I saw a bull shark, was turning around, it was right behind me, so he was very close. Yes, that can happen, but if you have a bull shark right behind you and is close, I guarantee you the shark has been there for quite a while. Okay? And against popular belief, sharks that come from behind are not sneaky bastards. They are actually the shy animals. They just want to approach, come closer without being noticed. As I just mentioned, we had this very large bull shark at Tiger Beach, and I called her Missy. In the beginning, Missy was also very shy, but more and more she dared to come closer and then even came to the surface, right to the platform. That's incredible. Bull sharks right at the platform at the surface. Once that ice broke, she was completely relaxed, even when very close, and did not even hint at closing off her jaws anymore. Remember, closing jaws is a sign for not being relaxed. So, she was relaxed and more importantly, did not leave the visible range around the boat anymore, so I could keep following her swim patterns. I'm always amazed how often a shark repeats the same swim pattern in human vicinity. And this is, remember we called that a cognitive mapping? I'm not sure right now if we always spoke about it or not. If not, I will do a podcast on it anyway. Cognitive mapping means that a shark, a bird, a fish, whatever, keeps doing the same pattern until the passage is blocked or so, then it does something new. Anyway, Missy swam her patterns and allowed me to be very close. At one time, I could see that she started the pattern again. She came towards me and then passed me. So at one time, when that happened, two Caribbean reef shark females would end up right in her pass and very close to me too. The first Caribbean, again another female, kept approaching Missy until she reached a closeness that must have scared the cheeses out of her, since she took off with a speed I've never seen in a Caribbean reef shark. And the second one did the same. Incredible. Why both sharks approach such a large bull shark is anybody's guess. But the important thing is, that they seemed to believe they were in danger. Why else take off that fast when close to a bull shark? And everything happened close by, so I was right there. Missy's size was close to 3 meters and could indicate that she indeed hunts Caribbean reef sharks, in this case of the size of about 1.5 meters. So what does this all have to do with fear and not studying them? Exactly that. Despite that one could fear bull sharks, the encounter showed me that even so I was very close to Missy, I just mentioned that, and could have been seen as an intruder, a competitor, or just something that interferes with her swim pattern, she accepted me and kept doing her thing. Doing her or his thing is something that I'm very careful about when working with sharks. Whenever we do experiments or we see something new a shark does, we always have to ask ourselves to what extent we influence what we see or try to examine. So this of course gives us, or me, then a good idea what's up with a shark and if I'm paid more attention than I should have. I hope that this was not confusing now, and I also hope that you see that even an animal that seems dangerous can be approached, and based on its reaction and reaction, you can see to what level one can interact with it. In a time where more and more shark species get endangered, the more we have to push to change their reputation. By showing that none of these sharks out there are dangerous, we may still be able to do something. And that includes the large bull sharks, that includes the tiger shark, and of course the white sharks. I doubt that the destiny of species like the white shark or so can still be deflected, but that does not mean that we should not keep trying, since other species will also end up on the critical list if nothing changes. Let's keep trying to hang with the large sharks, observe and study them, and spread the word about the true nature of these incredible creatures. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.